from the Beasley Broadcast Building, serving the most beautiful people in the South. You, the resident of Tampa Bay, Florida. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
It is a good day to have a great day. JR, Lana, Kevin here, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Lana, just when I think it couldn't get any worse, the Bucs season ending Monday night. Tuesday night softball team lost in the playoffs last night.
Oh, no.
Yep, it happened. We are done for the year.
I'm so sorry.
Yep, cried all the way home.
Oh, boy.
It was just a real tough one for us.
I'm sorry to hear that. It's kind of like you and Tom Brady are almost like the same.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hearing a definite parallel right there.
Right. And you may be asking yourself, will I play next season?
Ooh.
The answer is, I need some time.
Oh, my. You're taking it day by day?
I'm taking it day by day. You know?
More than 41 days.
You got to talk to my family, see what I want to do. And see if I want to continue to play the adult pizza and beer league 16 miles per hour slow pitch softball on Tuesday nights.
That's an hour away from your house.
That's an hour away from my house. Yeah. For the love of the game, Lana.
For the love of the game. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll just have to think day by day, you know. But I want to thank the media for being very respectful to me, welcoming me. And then also I would like to say that I hope I've shown that respect to you as well when it comes to all of this. So
what was the name of your team?
We were the Beach Boys. Yeah. We got slaughtered last night.
What was the score, if you don't mind me asking?
We got mercied, so we lost by like
more than 10.
Yeah, more than 10 runs, if not more than that.
How did you do?
Well, you know, there's no I in team, but there sure is one in win. And I went 2 for 2.
Hey, there you go. See?
I can't carry the whole team, Kev.
It sounded like you were trying.
I was trying. I had it on my back. My back's killing me this morning.
When you were done with the game, did you walk off the field and tip your hat?
I did.
Like
as
Brady
matter
did?
Of fact, I tipped my hat. I had Petey with me. We both, he waved with a paw. I tipped my hat.
It's like, I'm out of here.
I'm out of here. And then our team proceeded to go to a bar, which I couldn't go to because I went home. And I'm sure they, you know, buried their sorrows in a great way.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was a good run.
Yeah.
Real good run.
Probably with a few Bud Lights.
What?
There you go. But a lot of thinking to do, that's for sure. No thinking when it comes to this. That's a segue in the business, people. Eric Church. That's right. 7:40. We have tickets. We are going to play Name That Drink. Drink in my hand. We're going to put one in Lana's hand, and I will describe the drink, and then you got to guess what it is. Greatest thing about that is you get to use Lana as a lifeline.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So she, you can go with her answer, or you don't have to go with her answer, but at 7:40, we'll play Drink in my hand, give you a chance to see Eric Church September 30th at the Amp. But before that, Walker Hayes tickets. This is big. He's kicking off the Strawberry Festival. He's a blast to see live.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, all 37 of his kids come out on stage, which is also great. And he's just a good dude. So he'll kick off the Strawberry Festival. We'll get you into the festival, but also into the show. So that's coming up at 6:20. And today is Lana Drama at 6:35. Just when you think there couldn't be anything more, I'm assuming this has to do with the vehicle?
No, I guess something else.
You got something else.
Goodness.
Gosh. You know what? That's amazing.
Yeah, because usually everything revolves around the vehicle.
She's got variety, people. I love that. Variety when it comes to
drama. We're going to take a break from the Tesla drama.
There will be more stories
later.
Can
we talk about that, though, for a second? I mean, you were so pumped to go to the grand opening, or no, actually a sneak peek.
She was a VIP.
She was a VIP, she said.
I was the third customer there.
At the brand new St. Pete Service Center. Mm-hmm. She was so jacked, which, you know, you say to yourself, why would you be jacked to go to a service center?
She was.
Lana was looking for the positive and things like she always does. She goes, well, you know, I'm going to be in the shop. Might as well go to the brand new one.
Yes.
And so they, you know, typed some things up and said, hey, we'll get you in for free.
Well, it wasn't open yet.
And
I
it
got
wasn't
to go
open
in
yet.
Before it opened.
Come on in. She was basically at the ribbon cutting ceremony.
Yes.
She cut the ribbon.
It was her and the mayor, and they cut it with the big scissors. And she went in, and then that didn't go well.
It didn't go well. I mean, they did a great job, and Olivia over there was amazing to me, and my tire ended up, you know, obviously getting fixed. My alignment got fixed, but I also had to drop another $400 on another tire. So I have two brand new Tesla tires, each $400 a piece, and then my alignment for $275, I'm over $1,300.
I love how you call them Tesla tires.
Yeah.
They're probably Bridgestone.
They're Continentals.
Yeah,
Continentals.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But they're Tesla
tires. Those are on
tires.
Other vehicles as well.
Well, I have a plan.
So. You have a plan.
Yes, you do. You need one.
I have a new plan about this because this just isn't working out in my budget.
You need a new plan.
Car tire insurance is what you need.
Literally, I'm down $1,300 now for two tires and an alignment on my car.
Well, listen, if you need me to buy you lunch, I got
you. You know, it's funny. I was texting Kevin over the weekend, and we have this app on our phone, our Tesla app, and you can see how much money you've saved in gas for the year. And I was like, look, I've saved like $2,000 this year. I'm like, this is so great. And then I was like, but with all my tires. Saved.
You're out equal. You're now the equal.
Might as well have driven an SUV at this point. All right, let's get the day going. Cole Swindell, she at Heads Carolina. Coming up in two songs, we will have your cruise news. It's QYK.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story.
I'm kind of a big deal. People know me.
Who knows that? Well, if you are looking for a job, today is a great day to head out to the job fair happening. Vinnick Sports Group is hosting a hiring event today from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Amalie Arena. This event is being held to fill positions for Tampa Bay Lightning.
Let's go.
Amalie Arena and the Yingling Center. Starting rates $14 an hour, but if you work overnights, you can make $16 an hour. You can get more info at vinnicksportsgroup.com/career. So go work for the Tampa Bay Lightning. How fun would that be? All right, get ready, Rays fans. Tickets to see the Tampa Bay Rays go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. The team will start out spring training games at ESPN Wild World of Sports Complex and then move to Tropicana Field in March. So let's go Rays. This weekend, Gasparilla Children's Parade is set for Saturday. All the kids will be dressed up like pirates, and they will walk down Bayshore Boulevard for the 76th year of this parade. It's happening from noon to 7:30 this Saturday. To purchase reserved seating for the parade, you can visit GasparillaTreasures.com. We have a great source on our website to go there, like find out where the bathrooms are, find out where you can park. I mean, it's lots and lots of people will be heading to Bayshore this weekend. Get prepared before you go down there. All right, tonight's the big night. The soft grand opening of Southern Belle in Ybor City. Yours truly going to be hosting the events. They will start at 7 o'clock. So come down and join me. If you walk up and say, hey, man, I'm on Lana's tab. Going to get you a free beer.
What?
So, yeah, free beer. So come in and check out a new country bar. There's a mechanical bull there.
Yeah.
There's line dancing.
What?
There is live music.
What?
And then there'll be a DJ spinning late on into the early hours. So
Lana taking on the town tonight in Ybor. Southern Belle.
Southern Belle. It's right there in Ybor at 1706 East 7th Avenue.
Ooh.
So just kind of like across the street from the Crowbar where Old Dominion played and stuff. So over in that area, right on 7th Avenue. So
sitting in a Northern Belle. Southern Belle.
Southern Belle.
I like it.
All right. A little cool this morning, but it is going to warm up very nicely today. Temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. So grab a jacket this morning. You won't need it this afternoon. That is your cruise news.
All right. Coming back with Secret Celebrity for Walker Hayes tickets. Hang on. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. We are playing Secret Celebrity right now.
Walker Hayes coming to the Strawberry Festival, and we're going to give you 4 tickets. So you get into the Strawberry Festival, and you get tickets to go see Walker Hayes later that night. But tell us first, who is our Secret Celebrity?
It's kind of about how no matter how much you change and life changes you, at the end of the day, I'm still just the same old me, playing the same old guitar, singing the same old country music.
Arizona native. I think he quarantined in Colorado. Obviously, he lives in Nashville now. And he's also a pilot. But when he is a pilot, and he is, he's obviously not getting drunk on a plane. He's very focused and a very good pilot.
Yes, he is. He's living.
He's absolutely
free
living.
And easy.
Yeah, if he got on that plane, he'd be going, what was I thinking about doing this?
Sometimes, though, when he's on that plane, he tells everybody, hey, guys, the beers are on me.
Yeah, yes, beer's on me, but he's not drinking it because if that was happening, they'd be 5150. They'd be calling them right away.
Boy, yeah. That comment was gold.
There we go. Gold, Jerry.
Gold, Jerry. Gold.
Who's our secret celebrity? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Here's our secret celebrity.
It's kind of about how no matter how much you change and life changes you, at the end of the day, I'm still just the same old me, playing the same old guitar, singing the same old country music.
All right, Rachel's in Riverview right now playing Secret Celebrity with us. Rachel, we just played a clip from this guy talking about his new song, Same Old Me. Who is our secret celebrity?
Dierks Bentley.
Dierks Bentley!
That is Dierks!
Way to go, Rachel.
Thank you.
Are you excited about seeing Walker Hayes?
Heck yeah, I'm excited.
All right, well, we got you four tickets for the Strawberry Festival and four tickets for the show at the Strawberry Festival. How's that sound?
Just made my day.
All right, very cool. Good to hear. Congratulations. Hang on for me, all righty?
All right, thank you.
All right, it's time.
You think you got drama? Wait till you hear Lana's drama. It's Lana Drama on 99.5 QIK. Lana, what's your drama?
Well, my brother and I obviously inherited my father's home over in Seminole, and after he passed away, so we've been, you know, obviously doing some work. Well, we need to get a new filter, a pool filter, and a brand new pump, and redo all the plumbing because it was super, super old. I think the filter my dad had at the house was from 1973. I'm not lying. I think that's what they said. So, had to get all this stuff. So, I told my brother, I'm like, let's just hire somebody to do it. And Russ is like, no, I love this stuff. I love doing this. I know how to do this. I'm going to fly down. I'll be there for 10 days and I'm going to do all this and I'm going to get it done. I was like, okay. Difference between my brother and I, he's super smart. Like, he's really good with electrical.
Jeez, Lana, you're don't sell smart. Yourself short.
No, but I mean, he's like, he's good with electric stuff and plumbing, and he knows like all that stuff. And this is kind of what he does for work anyway. Okay. So he's really good at it. So, we get all the stuff, and my brother is kind of cleaning up the back area where the pool is. There's all these old wires and stuff that aren't even like useful anymore. They don't, the cables and all this stuff. So he's cleaning everything up. Shuts all of the power off. Everything on the power is off. And my brother's got all these tools to check to see if there's still current running or whatever. Yep. Like, nothing's running. And he's cleaning up all these wires and stuff. And he goes to move two of these wires. And he starts connecting these two wires. And all of a sudden, we hear this poof. And we're like, oh my gosh, what was that? And you can smell like that burnt electric smell.
Oh no.
And we're like, what was that? I just sent you guys a picture on your text. What happened was, is we go over to where our air conditioning unit is on the other side of the house, and the where you plug in the big AC unit outside of your wall blew up. Black, charred.
Yes, it
the
is.
The whole thing was blown. And that's what we heard. And that's what we smelled. It was this big, like, explosion. And my brother is like, I don't understand this. There is no power. And he's like, there's absolutely no power. How did this happen? Just, he couldn't figure it out. Well, the lights in the house were flickering. You run the microwave and the lights were dimming. There was kind of like some weird sparks coming out of like one of the electrical outlets in the kitchen. And he's like, all right, this is beyond what I can do. I'm calling Duke Energy. So we have to call Duke Energy. And my brother's really smart. He was like testing the currents going into the panel and coming out. And
by the way, everything you've told us so far has not lined up to your brother's smart.
Well, no, because my brother doesn't
with
understand.
With this stuff.
Like, I don't understand what's going on. He goes, none of this should have happened. There was no power. Where did this come from? What happened? So he was explaining to the guys from Duke Energy. I got to give those guys props. They came over. They knew exactly what was wrong because of my brother's, like, the shop talk they were having.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was, is my father's home had no neutral. Like, it disintegrated and died. So you have the, I'm probably explaining this wrong because I still over my head, but you have like these different wires and you have to have a ground, like a neutral, you have to have a ground.
It's a copper wire.
It's a copper wire. My dad's home was built in 1979 and this wire just disintegrated and the house has been trying to connect to neutrals. Everything in the house has been trying to find a neutral to connect to it. And it never found it. And when my brother went to go connect those two wires, it found it on the air conditioning thing.
Oh, great.
So, long story long, we had no neutral, which is very dangerous. And this is how house fires start all the time.
Yes, they do.
And, you know, I was talking to Paul about this, obviously. He's like, yep, happens all the time. I see it in houses and when we run calls and all that stuff. So, Duke Energy had to come out and put a generator on the house and run all these grounds. And they had to redig our entire yard up and run all these wires in this in the back. And this is taken. They just did it like a week ago. And this was back in December when this happened. But now we've got this air conditioner our air conditioning unit. We can't use it because we can't plug it in.
Right.
So remember, I had to go and fix all that. And we're like, please. Because that's $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, you know. My brother finally fixed the plug and everything. And thank goodness we had the surge protection on the AC. So the AC unit did get back up and running. We finally got it back up and running. But yeah, so we had to get all these new wires and stuff and all the stuff from Duke Energy. Had to just dig up our whole yard and re-get us a new neutral because we just didn't have one. And he said, it happens in some of these older homes. They just stop working. And I'm like, how would we know this? And he's like, if your lights start flickering, if you're running like a microwave or maybe like a coffee maker and you're in things like dim in your home. And
you never noticed this.
I noticed it, but I just figured because my dad's house is...
Because it's an old house.
It's an old house.
You're like, stuff like this happens.
Stuff like this happens.
I love that you noticed it too.
So anyway, but this is why I'm talking. This is why I'm talking about this because I want to get the word
PSA.
Out. A little PSA.
I like
these
it.
Are things that you're noticing in your house. You may want to have somebody come out and check your neutrals. Now, my dad's neighbors both were like, oh, we're getting ours checked because if yours is bad, our homes were built at the same time. So
if you're going to be over here working on stuff, we're definitely getting our stuff checked.
Because you don't know these things. This thing could blow at any time. I mean, the house was like basically unsafe and you don't know it. And these are how things start. So anyway, little PSA for you. You may want to call and have somebody come out and check just in case. Not my brother.
Yeah. So we got a lot of drama. We got Wreck-It Russ.
All right, I like it. But now, they finally came out. They did everything, and everything is working. But yeah, it took a couple of months. But my dad's house could have started on fire, and we would have never even known, or we could have been in there, or whatever. But yeah, just
I'm glad you're okay.
It was really, really scary. But I didn't know that these neutrals, they just disintegrate after so many years. So have it checked out if you have an older home like we did.
One day when you have a conversation with your dad in heaven, you're gonna go, hey, Dad, could you give us a heads up on some of this stuff? Like, did you guys not touch anything in the house?
I'm like, your dad's always said, he's like, I want you and Russ to keep the house. That way you'll always have a place here in Florida.
If you wouldn't mind fixing it up a little bit, that'd be great.
Oh, my gosh. Meanwhile, I haven't done anything to the house in 15 years, so it might cost you some money afterwards. But yes, that is your Lana drama, so a little PSA for you.
Well,
and thank you
okay.
to Duke Energy. Those guys were awesome when they came out.
They
a little scary.
And, probably shut up and said, oh, here we go.
This
must be Lana drama. Here.
But I'm seriously, I mean, of course that happened to me.
Of course it happened to you. Yeah. Please stay away from my home at all costs. All right. Hey, speaking of spending money, I got a great way for you to save money on some of your favorite items. Okay. I'm going to tell you about this. And I think when you were out, we talked about it, but this place is like going crazy now. People are going nuts over this store. I'm going to tell you about it. It's in Tampa. It's after this. All right, I'm calling this an I Feel Good story because I love saving money. It's 99.5 QYK. It's a store called Hot Bins, Lana.
Okay? Hot Bins.
And it opened right across from Busch Gardens in October. Now, here's what this store does. The store buys returned items from Kohl's, Target, and Amazon from third-party sellers and sells them out of bins for shoppers to sort through and score deals. Okay?
Oh.
Now, they're electronics, appliances, and other merchandise, and they go on sale for $12 every Friday. $12 every Friday. After that, every day, they come down $2. So, Friday, $12. Saturday, $10. Sunday, $8.
Anything in the bin you can buy for $8?
If on a Sunday, yeah.
Right.
Then it goes down $2 all the way till Wednesday. Then they clear the bins and they start over again on Friday once they get to Wednesday. So, people can test out the products before they go, but we're talking about, we're talking about getting earbuds, security cameras, clothes, all types of things.
Holy cow.
So Hot Bins, HOTBINS, Hot Bins, and there's four locations in Florida. Ours happens to be right across from Busch Gardens on Busch Boulevard. And this, I was watching the video of people and what they're getting. I mean, this is like nice stuff, returned it. And like I just said, you can test out all the products before you buy them. For $12, you get like a security camera or...
Oh, my gosh.
Like AirPods or something like that?
So they start on Thursday then?
Friday. $12 on Friday.
So you want to get there on Friday and be one of the first people so you can dig through the bins, but... Yeah, that's but that you got to go in there with some patience because you're going to be digging through bins.
Like, it's like Black Friday. I mean, people get in there, they try to get their stuff or whatever.
There's a reason why people don't go out on Black Friday.
Yeah, but this is going to be. I mean, I think this would be awesome. You never know what you're going to find.
Oh, absolutely.
And the thing is, they're not marketing like a TV $500 off today. It's you're probably looking for all kinds of stuff. So you go in there and. And you're fine. So hot bins is what it's
called. And this stuff is it's not used, but it was purchased and returned.
Returned from Kohl's, Target, Amazon, and other stores.
Wow. You could find so much. You never know what you could find.
You never know till you go, Lana. Wow. Hot bins.
Huh. I'm going to have to go check that place out.
Yeah.
Hot bins.
I'll loan you the $12. Go there and find it. Wow. But yeah, but you're talking about something like above $100, you could save 70 to 80% on that.
Problem is, though, is that's one of those places you go in, you're like, well, I don't need this, but it's such a great deal. I got to buy it. And you could have your bins of your own at your own house.
Yeah, but you do that at Kohl's and Target already.
Yeah, that's true.
You think you're going in there for groceries, and then you see the frames.
Yeah.
And you're like, I got to get a couple of these.
And a couch.
There you go.
New pictures in the house and some towels for the bathroom.
Hot bins. Go check it out. If you're looking for deals, Wednesday, that'll be today, it opens up, and it will be $12, everything in there. So good luck if you're hunting for things at Hot Bins. All right. Coming up, we have a car line fun fact for you. And then at 7:40, we will have your Eric Church tickets. Right now, it's Jimmy Allen down home on 99.5 QIK.
Well, it's a car line, fun fact.
Woo! Sorry.
Steve Jobs is...
The founder of Apple.
Okay. His secretary once told him that she was late for work because her car wouldn't start.
Mm-hmm.
That very afternoon... He came back and threw her a set of keys to a brand new Jaguar, saying, here, don't be late anymore.
Whoa.
Let me just take that excuse off the table. I know this thing starts. That's awesome. Good for
him.
Wow. That's great. I like that.
Pretty awesome. You know, a cockroach can survive for 3 months without any food. It can survive for 30 days without water. But you know how you can kill them?
How can you kill them?
Because they can pretty much eat anything. They eat like walls and toothpaste and everything. Yeah. They say give a cockroach a carbonated drink like cola or beer because they cannot pass gas. So all that carbonation builds up.
Who did the research on this is what I want to know. I'm not saying the fact. I'm saying...
Found it on the internet.
No, I know you. Not you your did. Research. What I'm talking about is who found out that they can't pass gas.
Well, they can't. So their
Whose thesis was this?
Their stomachs explode, and that's what will eventually make them perish. So beer, and so just pour some beer around the house. And,
yeah.
And if the cockroaches drink it, then they'll die.
Yeah. Lana, why don't you test this theory?
I don't have any cockroaches in my house.
Yeah, plenty of beer.
Right. That's your Carline fun fact.
All right, appreciate it. Coming up next, got a brand new 7:15 second date update for you. Scott and McCreary feeling it right now on QYK.
It's that time again. It's the 7:15 second date update. On 99.5 QYK.
All right, we got Greg on the phone today. What's up, Greg? How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. So let's talk about this girl, Katie. How do you know her? What did you guys do on your date? And what's going on right now?
Yeah, so we met over like the apps, like most people do. But we went on two good dates.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us about the first one.
We just went out for a beer and dinner and just had a really great conversation, you know. Really hit it off. I liked her. She liked me. You know, pretty standard stuff. But we did agree to have a second date, and it was actually at her place.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was like a movie date. You know, did a whole Netflix and chill thing.
Oh.
But yeah, went over to her place, had some wine. She has a beautiful home, and you know, that went super well too. But haven't heard from her since that date. Which is why I'm calling you guys.
All right, so first date obviously went well if you had a second date, and she felt comfortable enough to have you over to her house. What happened at her house, man? Like, what went on? Was there an awkward hug, awkward kiss? What was going on?
No, like, I know that's usually what people think when you hear Netflix and chill, but, like, I was a total gentleman. I thought I was pretty complimentary of her place. I don't think I said anything. I thought it just went really well. I really can't. Nothing stands out as bad to me.
Body odor? Were you wearing some good cologne?
Ooh, too much cologne?
No, yeah. I took a shower. You know, I made myself presentable. I really can't pinpoint anything that went wrong.
Okay. And you said that there was no kiss or anything like that during the date?
Nope.
All right.
No, yeah, it was.
You just gave her a hug and you headed out.
Yep.
Maybe that was the problem.
Yeah, nothing.
All right.
She invited
let's see.
Him over to her house.
Yeah, I know. All right, let's do this. Let's try to call Katie for you, Greg, okay?
All right.
All right, hang on for me. All right, we'll do that next. Plus, remember, your Eric Church tickets at 7:40.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Well, it's usually a pretty good sign when you've been on two dates, and that's what Greg and Katie have done. And that second date actually was at her house.
He said he was a total gentleman, but this is like the second date, and she invited him to her house. Maybe that was the problem. Maybe she's like,
are you not into me?
I was putting myself out there, and I got nothing back.
All right. So well, we're going to find out because we actually have Katie on hold right now. I want to bring her back on. Katie.
Hi.
Hey, thanks so much for agreeing to talk to us this morning. I know Kevin talked to you off the air, and you know this is about Greg.
Yes.
Okay, so we wanted to just ask you a couple questions on the air. First and foremost, I mean, Greg sounded like a really nice guy. He was really into you. You guys had two dates. You invited him over to your house for the second date to watch a movie. You know, now hasn't heard anything from you and just really wants to know what's going on.
Yeah, so, I mean, we did have two great dates. But, I mean, there was just, like, something I noticed about him, kind of just not very truthful.
Really? And this is why you're not calling him back?
Honestly, it was kind of a turnoff. Like, I mean, I have to go take their shoes off at the door. Like, when they come into my house, just, you know, take your shoes off, you know? And he did it, you know, no problem or anything. But, like, on our dates, he was taller than me, probably like 3 or 4 inches taller than me. And I noticed in his shoes there were some little lifts.
What?
Yeah.
There was what in his shoes?
Like lifts.
Lifts to make him taller?
Lifts.
And the shoe like had a super thick sole, and it's just like when he took his shoes off, like I'm 5'7", okay? So like without his shoes he was like probably like 5'8". So it's like why would he lie about that? You know, why wouldn't he just wear normal shoes? Why would he wear the lift to make him taller on our dates and then, like, take his shoes off and, like, he's a totally different person?
But hold on. Like, because some basketball shoes and, like, training shoes, like, will make you taller just because. So are you sure that these were, like, a special shoe that actually were designed to, like quote-unquote, be a lift?
Yeah, I think that's what they're called. They're, like, little lifts to lift you up taller.
I'm just Googling them right now because I've never seen them before. And yeah, wow, they can really make you a lot taller. Holy cow.
Did you say anything to him?
Well, no. I mean, I don't know how you go about saying, you know,
right.
Hey, I thought you were taller.
You're like, look what I found in your shoe.
Yeah. So, Katie, you have him kick his shoes off at your house, and then you notice because he's walking around your house without shoes that he's now shorter, right?
Exactly.
And then you're like, what's going on? Let me look at his shoes.
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, Katie, that obviously would be a little shocking. We have Greg on the phone with us, and I want to bring him back on because that is, I want to see if he'll admit to this, one, if it's true. And give me 1 second here. Greg, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, yep. Greg, are you wearing lifts, bro?
I mean, I just, you know, I was looking for maybe a little boost. You know
why?
Nothing. Nothing. You know, girls tend to like taller guys, and I'm a little self-conscious about that. So, you know, I thought if I could give myself a little bit of an advantage, and then you know, shoes looked cool enough. So,
do you do this often, or do you just do this for dates, or
really just for dates? I mean, it's not the only pair of shoes I own. Right. But, you know, to give myself a leg up in the dating world sucks.
No pun intended.
You can make yourself almost 2 inches taller with these things.
Lana, can we stop shopping on Amazon right now?
2.5 Like,
that's pretty amazing. And the girls don't notice.
Well, as long as he keeps his shoes on.
No, I mean, the shoes usually stay on.
Yeah.
But for how long? Eventually, they're going to come off.
Yeah. Did you not realize that was probably going to happen when you kicked the shoes off at the door?
I mean, I figured we were kind of past the hurdle of that since we were already on a second date. So, you know, I didn't think it was that big of a deal at that point.
I feel like you misrepresented yourself. Like, okay, well, what else are you hiding if you're hiding your height from me and you think I'm just not going to notice? Like, I don't know.
Really,
like, I asked my girlfriends and they thought it was weird, like, to wear a shoe like that. And
I don't know. Girls just seem to like taller guys. And, like, I just, you know, 2 inches is enough to give me that confidence there.
I know, well, you should have that confidence anyway, because you're a great guy. Like, you should just have confidence, like, in own whatever height you are, just own it.
Katie, do you have a deal breaker height? Someone who says, like, oh, the guy that I date has to be this tall.
No. I mean, of course, all girls, like, you know, like guys are a little bit taller, but I mean, that's not the only factor. Like, there's so many other things, you know, like, no, it's not a deal breaker.
Right. So besides that, I mean, you liked everything about Greg?
Yeah.
Oh?
Yeah, like, I'd be down to go out again, you know?
Wait, you want to go out again?
Yeah, I would love to go out again.
Really?
But, like,
why have you been ignoring him then? I'm confused.
I don't know. It's just, I didn't know how to bring this up. Like,
well, are we wearing the shoe lifts then, or what?
No, don't do that, Greg.
I'll throw them out, I guess.
Just wear normal shoes.
I'll probably stay there, but
just wear normal shoes, please, when we go out next time.
Not a problem. I can do that.
All right. Well, hey, now it can be kind of something that people are laughing at. It's a funny story. It's all good.
I can't believe she's going out with him again.
I think it's great.
Right. I love it.
And because she's saying that he's a nice guy. I wish you wouldn't have ignored him, but then we wouldn't have got to meet you too. So I guess that's a good thing for us. Well, listen, Katie, Greg, we want to set you guys up on another date. Greg, sounds like you're a good dude. Katie thinks so. We want to pay for this date. So just be you, brother. And we are going to set you up on another date, okay?
Great.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Greg, I got one quick question for you. Are these comfortable to wear? Because I'm thinking, I mean, I can increase my height. I'm only 5'4". But are they comfortable?
They are. They're very comfortable. Like,
really?
The height thing was the initial plan, but it's also the most comfortable shoe I own.
And the ones off Amazon are just totally fine, right?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, sure.
Greg, don't wear them. Don't wear them.
I'm not going to wear them on the date. All right, cool. I'd be lying if they weren't a little cozy.
All right. Hang on for me, guys. We'll get you all hooked up.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
So you're surprised they're going back out?
I mean, the guy was wearing lifts in his shoes, and she was kind of like, you know, telling her friends and laughing at her friends about it. And then all of a sudden she's like, no, I'll go back out with you again. Just don't wear them.
Right. And by the way, it was before I could even ask her if you want to go back out. She's like, I'd love to go out again.
I know.
And I was like, well, why are we calling you? I was confused by that. All right. Well, this has been a deal breaker for you. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Hit us up. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate you. All right. We're talking about our 7:15 second date update between Greg and Katie. They actually had two dates, the second date. Greg went over to Katie's house. They had a little movie night. And Greg seemed to be a little different in Katie's mind, and then she figured out, wait a minute, he's shorter than he was on our first date. Why is that? Well, when Greg went to the bathroom, she looked at his shoes, and they actually were lift shoes. And you actually looked these up on Amazon, and they add like 2.5 inches to you,
yeah.
And you can buy them. And she was like, she called us, and we called her, and she was like, yeah, you know, I didn't really know how to bring it up, but it was just kind of like he was misrepresenting himself. It's own it if you're whatever height you are. Don't need to add to it. And he said he was a little self-conscious about his height, and that's why he does it, and he does it for dates, and he knows that girls like tall guys. That's why it was in his mind, at least. And turns out, though, she said, I don't care. Like, it's all good. Just be yourself, and I'm down to go on another date, and they're going on another date.
Yay! We're so excited.
Yeah, we're excited about that. But Greg was wearing, what do you call him? What would you call him? Just lift shoes, right?
That's yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lift shoes. I haven't seen them before, but there we go. I guess they exist. Greg has them. All right. I want to get your reaction right now. Sebastian, what do you think about this?
I think it's total bull crap. I'll tell you why. First of all, women wear heels, right, to make themselves look taller.
Okay.
Number two, they wear tons of makeup to make themselves look prettier.
Okay.
So, and then when they take the makeup off, it's like, it's a totally different person. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So for her to call him out on that is like, yeah, it's not good.
But they are going back out.
Yeah, I know. I know. She's desperate, obviously.
She's desperate. Oh,
wow. But I hear what he's saying. He's saying, you know, women do things all the time to make themselves look different than what they are.
To enhance their looks.
Enhance their looks in this guy. So I get what you're saying. And you know what? You're right.
All right, Sebastian. All right. Well, I appreciate you calling, man. You have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, bye. Greg in Lakeland, what do you think?
Hey, first of all, I think it's awesome that they've decided to go back out together. They sound like a fun couple, but I think she was maybe being a little oversensitive. I mean, I got two words for this. Push-up bra.
Yeah.
I mean,
let's
be honest. Women have some tools in their golf bag that they use, too, to sometimes enhance things to look maybe not exactly as they really are.
And, right.
You know, you get to a certain point in the relationship, and all of a sudden that becomes self-evident that what you thought was there isn't there. Let's be honest.
There you go.
Enhance things that maybe we want to. So I think she maybe was being a little oversensitive, but she sounds like a cool chick that figured it out. And wish him the best and can't wait to hear about the update after the date you guys are taking.
There you go. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you calling, Greg. You have a good day.
All right. See y'all.
See ya. Yeah, and Ben called as well and was saying the same thing, as women use all kinds of tricks to enhance their looks. And so if she's doing that, then what's wrong with him wearing some lift shoes? No big deal.
Nothing.
Would you have a problem if Paul did that to you on the first date and you realized, or second date, and you realized, oh, he's wearing shoes to add a couple inches to his height?
No, I mean, it's not going to be a deal breaker.
It's not going to be a deal breaker. Okay.
No, I might, you know, razz him a little bit.
Well,
about
you would definitely razz him. That is for sure.
What's in your shoes?
What's that in your shoes, pal? All right. Well, they are going back out. Hopefully, they'll keep us updated on how everything goes. But they do sound like cool people. So, congratulations to Greg and Katie. But it was pretty funny. If you missed it, you can see it on our Instagram and Facebook page a little bit later. Yeah, I know you want these Eric Church tickets. We're going to do them next on QYK. Christine is in St. Pete right now playing Drink in My Hand. Christine, here's how the game works. I'm going to describe a drink to you, and then you got to tell me what drink that is. And you can use Lana as a lifeline if you don't know, but if you get it right, you're going to Eric Church, okay?
That is so awesome. All right, Lana, I might need you.
All right, girl.
Here we go. Christine, I think you got this. All right, here we go. Ready? You can find me sky high in Colorado. I'm also known as a silver bullet. My mountains turn blue when I'm ready to drink. What am I?
Coors Light.
Coors Light. Yeah. Way to go, Christine. Yeah. You just got Eric Church tickets.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I am so excited. You guys are the best.
Who are you taking with you?
Probably my best buddy, Lauren.
Best buddy, Lauren.
Oh, I love that.
All right.
Girls' night.
Look out for Lauren and Christine out there having a couple Coors Lights. There you go. Well, congratulations, Christine. Hang on for me. I'll get you taken care of, okay?
Thanks so much.
We're going to have more of those tickets for you tomorrow at 7:40. Remember, Carrie Underwood tickets at 8:20 and getting you qualified to see her in Vegas. It's QYK.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Dierks Bentley getting ready to release a new album, Gravel and Gold, on February 24th. He has a new song called Same Old Me, and he says this new song is kind of how life changes you.
It's kind of about how no matter how much you change and life changes you, at the end of the day, I'm still just the same old me, playing the same old guitar, singing the same old country music.
Yeah.
Dierks Bentley. Carly Pierce, she released her album 29, Written in Stone, and she makes no apology for her songs. We all know that her songs are a lot about broken hearts and her divorce and everything else, and she says, I have an obligation to write these and sing these songs.
People may think that I write too much of my story, but for me, that's my duty. And I feel like when I'm writing my story, I'm writing other people's story, and this song proves it.
She's like, a lot of people can relate to me. She will be here, by the way, with Blake Shelton on March 3rd. Going to be a great show. Well, Gabby Barrett, she knows that whether it's in her life, her career, or on stage, she doesn't have to look far for the person that picks her up.
Oh.
It is her husband, Cade.
I quite enjoy his company, and certainly times when you get nervous on award shows and anything like that, it's nice to be able to look over and just feel a calmness because you know that person really well next to you.
That's her guitar cool. player in her band.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
That's her husband. All right, and finally, you know, Kelsey Ballerini divorced only just a few months, really. But it seems like there's a little rumor out there that she is dating again. This is all over the social media. So Kelsey like posted a little video of her kind of seeing some of these rumors that she is dating Outer Banks actor Chase Stokes.
I know. Stop reading. Stop looking. But what is happening, guys? What? No, let's not do this, you know?
That sounds like she's guilty.
Oh, well, there's smoke, there's fire. There's no doubt about that.
She's like, what? Yeah. What?
Like me?
I mean, she didn't deny it.
No, she didn't.
But you know what? I mean, good for her. I mean, why, if you like somebody and you're dating somebody and...
Who cares?
Let everybody know. I mean, we're happy for her that she has found somebody.
Yeah, I get the privacy thing, though. But, I mean, you also can't act like you're not dating anybody. You know what I'm saying? So, going through Instagram, like, oh, what are you guys talking about? That's one thing. Just being quiet about it is another. But, hey, yeah, do what you want. She's young. Do whatever you want.
And besides, if you tell everybody that you're dating, you know, Chase Stokes, it'll take that attention away from the guy you're really dating. So...
All right, Lana. Okay.
Anyway, that is your music video.
Thank God it's over. Unbelievable right there.
Couldn't have ended too soon. All right.
8:20. Coming back. We'll have your Carrie Underwood tickets. Hang on. All right. Tiffany's in Odessa right now playing our Carrie Underwood game. Tiffany, I'm going to spin the wheel. And it's going to land on one of three categories. It's going to be either a Carrie song, a Carrie fact, or a Carrie friend. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Spin it. It is a Carrie fact. All right, we will ask you a question about Carrie Underwood. You give us the answer. You're going to see her at Amelie February 4th and qualify to see her in Vegas, okay?
Okay.
Tiffany and Odessa, you got this. Here we go.
Where did Carrie Underwood meet her husband, Mike Fisher? Was it A, in her meet and greet line at her show? Was it B, at Tootsie's in Nashville? Or was it C, Match.com?
Oh, dear. I'm going to go with A.
You're going with A, which would be a meet and greet line at her show.
Yeah.
That is correct! Yeah!
She's not the Tootsie's kind of girl.
She's not the Tootsie's type of girl.
Or Match.com.
Yeah.
You think she needs help finding a date?
Gosh, I've been in her meet and greet line. That never worked out for me, ever.
It did for Mike Fisher. JR.
Come on. My game is horrible.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, listen, Tiffany, you are hooked up. Carrie Underwood tickets February 4th at Amelie. You're going to be there. Plus, you're qualified to see her in Vegas.
Yay. Thank you.
Nice.
Congratulations. Hang on for me. We're going to have more of those tickets coming up for you at 12:20 and 4:20 this afternoon. Want to get you into Carrie Underwood. Here is Lainey Wilson, Heart Like a Truck on QYK. 25-year anniversary of Titanic this year, and it's going back into theaters February 10th.
Mm-hmm.
In certain cities, you can see it in 4K because they've enhanced it and everything. So if you're a big Titanic fan, you can go spend 3 hours knowing exactly what's going to happen at the end of the movie and enjoy that.
Oh, but it's such a great love story.
No, but you know what's going to happen to the ship. No spoilers, anybody, if you haven't seen it. Titanic, all right? Just letting you know. But there's a conspiracy around it. A lot of people say, hey, you know, at the end, what does Rose say to Jack at the very end? What does she say to him?
She's just like, Jack.
No.
Jack.
I'll never let go.
I'll never let go.
There you go. Got it, Lana. I don't know how you got it, but nice job. Never let go, Jack. All right. So people always say, well, why didn't she move over? She was resting right there on the door. Mm-hmm. She had enough room. Why didn't she move over for Jack?
That's right.
Could have saved them both.
Been keeping me awake.
That's what I'm saying. There was a conspiracy saying that
for
didn't 25 make any
years.
Didn't make any sense why she didn't move over and let him get on the door. Well, James Cameron finally said, enough. I've heard it for 25 years. I'm sick of it. It wasn't a door she was on. It was a piece of wood from a first-class cabin that she was on, which is historically accurate because they did forensic testing to see what it would be floating there, mm-hmm. and it was a piece of wood from, by the way, which could be a door, a piece of wood from a first-class cabin, and therefore, it would not have held both of them, is what James Cameron said, which I kind of think it was a backpedal on his part. Like, no, guys, that wouldn't have worked.
There was plenty of room on that piece of board.
Plenty.
Whatever it was, a door. Yeah. Plenty of room he could have held on.
So they like literally got National Geographic involved and said, we've done forensic files on this. I kid you not. And that's what the article says. And they got involved and he literally came out and said, I'm tired of hearing this for 25 years.
Was the wood different in the first class cabins than they were in
rich
the
rich mahogany? Not as buoyant, apparently.
Pressure treated.
Right. Oh, boy. Yeah, it was a beautiful door. Not. It was not a door. But I think that's hilarious that he felt like he had a comment on it.
I love that.
Guys, it wasn't a door, all right? Jeez, I worked so hard on this movie. Leave me alone.
She kind of moved over.
That's. I think so, too.
Right. Yeah.
Selfish. Selfish ending.
Well, we just ruined the movie for you, the ending, if you didn't know what happened.
Listen, that's the whole thing about this movie, is you know what's going to happen at the end. Now, the love story is the real story. Isn't the real movie, isn't it, Lana? Mm-hmm,
it is.
What did you say? So we didn't ruin any of that.
Jack and Rose.
There we go.
Well, we kind of just ruined the ending.
Well, sorry about it. 25
she
years.
Didn't hang on.
Hey, yeah, 25 years to see the movie. I'm sorry. Yep. But if you're a big fan of it, it is coming back to theaters February 10th. And just know.
Date night.
Examine it and say, is that a door? Is there a knob on that thing? What's going on? There you go. Forensic. Yeah. Be your own forensic files person.
Yes.
All right, there you go. Coming back, we're going commercial free. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Lana, and the ACM CMA winner, 25-year radio veteran, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers!
USF grad.
Go Bulls!
His name's Kevin Ebel. He has what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Well, Lana is going to be out tonight. She is going to be in Ybor City at Southern Bell, which is a brand new country bar right there on 7th Avenue. Tell the bartender, put it on Lana's tab between 7 and 9 tonight when Lana's there. Get a free beer.
Ooh,
free. Totally free. There's also a mechanical bull, Lana, you've been talking about. Mm-hmm. Maybe there'll be video of you on that.
Maybe.
Possibly.
You have to come down and find it.
All right. Well, it's a pre-opening party again at Southern Bell tonight, 7 to 9. Lana will be there. Put it on Lana's tab. Free beer. That's all you have to say is free beer. There's a hiring event for the Vinnick Sports Group. Jeff Vinnick is the owner of the Tampa Bay Lightning. This is happening today, 4:30 to 6:30 at Amalie Arena over in Tampa. They're looking to fill positions for the Lightning, Amalie Arena, and Yingling Center on the campus of the University of South Florida. They have housekeeping positions, overnight shifts for a little bit more money. There is part-time, and they offer competitive wages and incentives. So there you go, 4:30 to 6:30 this evening, Amalie Arena Job Fair. All right, tickets are now on sale for the 2023 Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg. This is happening Friday, March 3rd through Sunday, March the 5th. The main IndyCar race is March the 5th. It is the opening race of the IndyCar season. It has been since 2009. The only one a time it didn't happen was 2020, and COVID pushed that back to an October race. But we love that it's the first race on the IndyCar schedule right here in St. Pete. General admission tickets for the race on Sunday are $60, and then they also have multi-day tickets available for purchase. You can go to our website, 995QYK.com, and all the information on how you purchase tickets is right there. A real dinosaur, Lana, is coming to Tampa. It's real.
Really?
It's real.
What kind?
It's just not alive, but real bones.
Real bones?
Real bones of a real prehistoric dinosaur. It's coming to Tampa's Glazer's Children Museum. It's actually a record-setting dinosaur, and it is a Triceratops.
Cut on these rhinos.
I believe they're related, it will make its museum world debut, and it's happening Memorial Day weekend. I love its name. It actually has a name. It's nicknamed Big John.
Oh, Big John. I remember Big John.
Big John, yep. That's right.
Way back.
Yep, it's 26 feet long and 10 feet high, which makes it as big as an RV. There you go, and it is going to come to Glazer's Children's Museum in downtown Tampa, Memorial Day weekend. So go see Big John the Triceratops.
I love it.
Big John.
I found dinosaur bones once.
You okay?
Here we go.
I did. We were hiking in the Badlands in South Dakota, my family and I, and I came across, and it had just rained, which is very rare in the Badlands, and I came across, and I'm like, oh my gosh, look at those bones sticking out of the side of this, like, mountain piece, and we went and got the ranger, and I found bones.
And they said these are dinosaur bones. The ranger said that.
Yes.
From what? Which dinosaur?
Well, we had to go on. We had to get back in the van and drive to another state because that's what we did when we were younger. So I didn't get to see the outcome of it. But I found
them. Never got the bone that you discovered.
I know. I left it. I left it for the people to enjoy.
Is it a fossil?
It was a fossil. Yeah, okay. They're bones. They're fossils. Yeah. That's what they have in the Badlands. That's where the dinosaurs are buried.
That's where they're at? Lana knows where the bodies are buried. All right.
Of the dinosaurs, I guess she does. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books.
True story.
Yes, sir.
The more you know.
Yep.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate the heck out of you. You're going to have another chance at Carrie Underwood tickets coming up at 12:20 with Keith. And then again at 4:20 this afternoon. Get you into the show here at Amelie, February 4th, and then qualify to see her in Las Vegas. Going to be awesome. All right, Lana, highlight of the show today.
Well, today we learned in the Car Line Fun Fact that a cockroach doesn't know how to pass gas.
Mm.
So if you want to try to kill a cockroach, you can just pour beer everywhere or soda, because those carbonated drinks kind of, they make their stomachs explode, and that's what can kill them. Well, because they can survive 3 months without food and 30 days without water. So not a whole lot can kill these things. So beer and soda, carbonated beverages, will make their stomachs upset since they can't.
Okay.
The more you know. And she's complete with her own sound effects, ladies and gentlemen. Lana. Unbelievable. All right. Kevin, highlight.
I am surprised, shocked, flabbergasted. The fact that Lana found a dinosaur bone once. We learned this about 30 minutes ago. Lana was out in the Badlands?
Badlands, yep.
Yeah. And we're digging. It just had rain. And you saw, you're like, oh my gosh, is that a fossil? Yes, it is.
Bones.
But you don't have it.
Hello. That was like when I was like 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have it. We were on a family vacation. It was total Griswold style in my house. My
family truckster. Yeah.
Family van, and my dad would drive us all over, and we were hiking in the Badlands, and I saw bones sticking out of the side of the rock formation. We went and got the ranger, and I thought I had the picture on my computer. I've got a lot of pictures of me at the Badlands, but I can't find the one of me in the bones.
So it's a mystery. Was it bones?
It was bones. Was it just a rock? Bones.
Somebody who had wings earlier and forgot to pick up after themselves?
No,
we don't know.
Sticking.
As she's 5 years old, the story gets bigger and bigger.
Yes, it
and
does.
Bigger.
I have it on photo somewhere.
On photo. Okay.
I have it on photo.
Bring your photo tomorrow, please. All right. It's a good day to have a great day. We'll see you.
Hey, it's JR, guys. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.